Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation. This is for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 28th of July, 2025. I want to talk today about how to remove overly negative thoughts or persistent worries. And if you've ever listened to me or, you know, listened to the podcast or seen me on a video and thought, my goodness, you know, that man is mentally 1,000% strong, then that's great that I projected that image. But the reality is, me, like every other normal human being on the planet, I have negative thoughts, I have worries, I have things that come in and sit in my mind. You know, I've had my dark times over the years, not too dark. This isn't going to be one of those podcasts where I reveal something amazing to you, but I'm human and I worry about my business, I worry about my family, I worry about cash flow, I worry about all the things that you worry about. Except I've been doing this a long time, and I don't know how long you've been in business, but this is my 20th year working for myself in business. I'm 50. I'm actually secretly about to turn 51, which I'm not really talking about, but I'm 50 years old and I've been grateful the last few years now, probably the last 5-10 years now, for having the power of spotting when negative thoughts or persistent worries come in. And I've spotted how quickly they can creep into your mind. And it happens to all of us at some point, especially when we're tired or we're stressed or there's just too much going on right now. And the thing is, because I know how to spot it, I know how it can affect your entire emotional well-being, kind of for the day. I know how it can seep into your private life, into private times. I know that if you take a negative feeling or a worry home, it can affect your family, right? It can affect them just in the evening or at the weekend, or even if you're going on holiday or the vacation or whatever. And I see this as kind of a curse of being a business owner. There are so many advantages to being a business owner, so many. But there are some curses as well. We enjoy freedom, we enjoy flexibility, we enjoy not having a boss. But the things that we don't enjoy are, it is all on us. Even if you've got 40 staff, you're still the leader, right? Even if they're doing all of the work, you're the one that has to carry the emotional, the mental burden of it. And I know that actually the vast majority of our MSP Marketing Edge members don't have 40 staff, that you're still working 50, 60, 70 hour weeks, more in some cases. So it's very hard to get rid of those negative thoughts, those persistent worries when you're tired, when you haven't eaten well, when you haven't exercised. So I'm going to suggest something to you today that I use, and I do use it on a regular basis, and it's very simple, and you might think it's a bit hippie, but I don't care because it works for me and I hope that it can work for you. And as you know, in the MSP Marketing Edge, we don't just talk about marketing, we talk about all of the other aspects of being a business owner and growing a business, and your well-being is part of those. So the next time you have some kind of negative thought or persistent worry, what you have to do is change the slideshow in your head. You see, our mind can only hold one big thought in active memory at any one time, like a slideshow, right? And I'm kind of thinking of the old Kodak slideshows from the 60s and 70s. You know, where you press a button and you get that and like a carousel turns around. Think of your mind like that. It's a slideshow. You can only see one slide at a time. So if your slide is, oh my goodness, I can't believe that bad thing is happening, this is awful, woe is me, join my pity party, whatever it is, right? If that's your slide, the slide that we all have from time to time, you have to first of all recognize that that's the slide, and then secondly, change the slide. The way that I do this, and this might be something that works for you or you might develop something different, but the way that works for me is when there's a persistent worry or a negative thought in my mind, I default to writing down a list of things that I am grateful for. And my list is probably very similar to your list, right? So I'm grateful for my child, who is now 15, that we have a great relationship, even though she's 15, right? I'm grateful for my amazing partner, my girlfriend. I'm grateful for my good health, right? I'm grateful for the fact I can still, at the age of nearly 51, I can still run, I can still do, you know, I can walk 20, 30 miles without problems. I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for our house and our home. I'm grateful that it's full of love. I'm grateful for you, right? I'm grateful for you being part of the MSP Marketing Edge. I'm grateful for my team. My team are amazing. They're the best team I've ever had, ever. And I'm grateful for everything I've learned about business and how I've my life is developing. And I feel like I've still got 30 years to go. Perhaps not 30 years in business, but I'll do another 20 years in business happily. But I'm grateful for all of these things. So as I'm saying this now, I'm feeling warm and, you know, successful and just empowered. And I would love for you to have similar feelings. So when you have, it's not an if, when you have those overly negative thoughts or the persistent worries that you can't just shove out of your head, take 10 minutes to write that list down. Even rewriting that list, even saying that list has been good for me. That's been quite a revelation, actually. So maybe I don't need to write it every time. Maybe just saying it each time could be enough. But I highly recommend you do that. Write that list out in advance. Have it so you can rewrite it or say it out loud to yourself. Honestly, I think this is such a powerful way that you can restore positivity to your mind. So, some of the stuff to tell you about. There's no drop-in marketing clinic this week. I'm actually away this week. I pre-recorded this one. So our next clinic is on Tuesday. So it's a week tomorrow, Tuesday the 5th of August. And then coming up, not next week, but the week after, we've got our next Munch and Learn. That is on Thursday the 14th of August, and it's on the subject of avoiding ghosting from prospects, you know, when they never get back to you. Awful things. So if you want to see the details of the drop-in marketing clinic, and it would be great to talk to you on that, just go to the portal, go to the navigation, look for support, and it's there. It's dropped down under support. And if you want the Munch and Learn, that's also there in the navigation. I think that's in training, or it might be in support as well, but all the details are there in the portal. So I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.